the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Welcome back. Frank Rainey here, filling in on the show for Matt. Now, for years, Gianni Infantino has looked almost untouchable at the top of world football. But suddenly, the FIFA president is facing the biggest political crisis of his reign. An emergency meeting was called in Morocco amid growing pressure from football associations around the world following the collapse of a controversial plan to sell a stake in FIFA's commercial rights to private investors. To discuss, I'm joined by Gavin Cooney, soccer correspondent with the Irish Times. And let's talk about the deal itself, this controversial plan. Do we know, did Infantino just go rogue himself in relation to that, or did anybody else within FIFA know about this?
Senior figures at FIFA say they didn't know anything about it, including the Secretary General, Matthias Grafström, who is effectively second in command of FIFA. He said he didn't know about it. Carlos Cordero he's not an elected FIFA official, nor is he a FIFA employee, but he was a senior advisor, Gianni Infantino. He's a former senior vice president at Goldman Sachs. He was a kind of a Trump whisperer during the World Cup. That guy's a mover and shaker in all of these worlds, especially the kind of investment worlds that might be, you know, kept abreast of a plan to effectively float FIFA on the stock market and for 20% buy-in. He resigned saying he didn't know about it either. And money that Gianni Infantino says that would be made from this would go to global development of football associations across the world. Well, football's chief of global development is the former Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger. And in comments redolent of any time he was Arsenal manager and asked about a contentious decision that went in his team's favour, he said, "I didn't see anything about it."
Yeah, look, as you say, this hasn't been well received by anyone in football, it seems. Do you think this could genuinely be the end of Infantino at FIFA? In light of what you've just said, it seems that he has gone rogue and it's backfired spectacularly. And if he doesn't lose his job over this, what on earth could it take for him to actually go and lose his position?
To answer the latter one first, I don't know if he doesn't lose his job now. I mean, I don't see in what circumstances football would deem his position untenable. I mean, it's utterly untenable in any normal, sane world. I mean, we've had senior administrative staff at FIFA, the people who work around him, have effectively lost confidence in him. You know, we mentioned the Secretary General, Matthias Grafström. He didn't mention Infantino by name, but he did send a staff-wide memo yesterday describing Infantino's sell-off proposal as sad and reproachable, and said it was thankfully it had been permanently abandoned. His third in command, his chief operating officer, Kevin Lamour, effectively dared Infantino to sack him last week with an incendiary statement criticising Infantino, saying that effectively he had deceived the rest of the FIFA administration and that this plan was cooked up by one man. So if it's not untenable now, I don't know when it would be untenable. And only in a world as berserk and dictated to by self-interest as football, would Infantino have any chance of survival? But that is the world in which he's moving in, and he's now fighting for his political life. He needs a majority among FIFA's 211 member associations to survive any potential presidential election or vote of no confidence. He still has vestigial support in the global south, South America and Africa. He's holding up in Rabat at the moment because he has strong support in Morocco. He still has some supporters in Asia. Europe has also obviously moved against him. So he's waiting to see what the Saudis say. Saudi Arabia exercised significant influence among the Asian Confederation, as do Qatar. And while Qatar came out quickly in support of Infantino, Saudi Arabia's silence has so far been deafening. Were they to come out and back Infantino, then he would have had, in a narrow political sense, he would have the numbers to survive. Mm. But in a practical sense, I don't really know how he could continue, given that he's lost so much support among senior administrative staff and support of UEFA. We have to remember that UEFA, in response to this plan last week, took the extraordinary and unprecedented action of announcing a 55-member-wide boycott of FIFA competitions, which would theoretically include the next edition of the Men's World Cup. Now, they said that they would end that boycott when the plans to sell off the competition were dropped, and there were concrete guarantees given that this wouldn't happen again. Now, UEFA have staked out a strong position against Infantino and FIFA. As I understand it from having spoken to people at UEFA this week, That boycott is still active. So as it stands, they're boycotting the World Cup and other attendant FIFA competitions. And I would expect now that boycott to be made contingent on Infantino being removed. So if Infantino carries on, he's potentially going to rupture the sport in a manner that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, like I think it is fair to say, as you've so clearly outlined, that Europe does appear to be turning against him. They don't seem to have enough votes to remove him, and he's having this extraordinary meeting in Morocco, and I'm seeing reports in the last hour that he has offered Morocco the 2030 World Cup final, perhaps in return for their support. If Morocco then publicly backs him today, could that encourage other African associations to fall into line? He does seem to be fighting, or at least he's going out swinging.
Oh, he's sewn up Africa already. Morocco backed him a couple of days ago. So, I mean, he's got the African vote locked up. That's a remarkable story in the Times. That's remarkable and yet unsurprising. You know, if Infantino feels like it's within his gift, his unilateral gift, to decide where the World Cup final is staged across a World Cup being hosted by six different countries, then that merely shows that not only is Infantino unfit for office, the entire structure around him needs to be completely overhauled to stop such power ending up in the hands of one single man. So he's got the African vote, he's got the South American vote, he may yet split the Caribbean vote or somewhere in CONCACAF, but just to repeat what I said, the Saudis have the swing vote here effectively. If they come out and back Infantino, he might survive. If they come out and say it's time for you to go, I don't see any path for him to survive in any political sense.
There's been obviously an awful lot of noise in the football world around Gianni Infantino, but the silence, it seems, from our own football association has been deafening. Have they said anything in relation to what's going on?
Monastic silence from the FAI. Mm. No, they haven't. I contacted them yesterday and they said there was no statement planned because obviously the FAI have backed the UEFA-wide boycott of FIFA competitions and issued a statement to that extent. Now, several European associations subsequently followed UEFA's declaration of a lack of confidence in Infantino by formally withdrawing letters of support for his re-election that they had sent earlier this year. I think Wales were the first out of the blocks to do that. England, Sweden, Finland, Serbia, Greece and the Netherlands have done so likewise as well. Other European associations such as Germany didn't send a letter in the first place. The FAI haven't said whether they sent a letter in the first place, and nor are they saying obviously whether they're going to revoke that. I think their silence is fairly deafening at this point. I do think they're going to have to eventually state where they stand here. It is fair to say that there are plenty of other European associations who are staying quiet as the FAI are as well. Mm. But, I mean, this is, you know, the battle lines are drawn here. The FAI have generally rode in behind UEFA in the past. I would expect them to do so likewise this time. And perhaps maybe the statement outlining their position relative to Infantino merely needs further discussion, maybe around the boardroom table at Abbottstown. I don't know for sure, but they haven't said anything yet.
Infantino aside, what state is FIFA in? Like, if hypothetically he was to lose his job, that surely wouldn't fix all of the issues associated with the organisation, would it? Or do they all stem from the top?
It's a structural issue. I mean, the last, you may remember the name of the last moral crusading FIFA president elected on a platform of reform and accountability and transparency and a lack of excess. His name was Gianni Infantino. I mean, he was elected.
History has a habit of repeating itself, doesn't it?
Exactly. He flew EasyJet to a meeting in Bristol, or a meeting in Cardiff, should I say, and flew EasyJet to Bristol and told reporters that, quote, we are normal people and we have to behave like normal people. We haven't seen Gianni Infantino engage in any kind of normal human behavior in quite a while. You know, he's been jetting around the world as the self-styled king of soccer, as Donald Trump called him. So really, I mean, there's not going to be lots of jockeying for position now, and we can get excited and lose ourselves in the machinations and, you know, the runners and riders as to whether Infantino will retain his position or not. But, you know, the next guy might be just as bad, you know, unless there's massive, vast structural reform at FIFA, which FIFA itself has not shown an appetite for. I mean, Infantino was in the job for just over a year when the two of the main people on FIFA's ethics committee were not reappointed to their roles, and they left bitterly remarking that FIFA's commitment to reform is now de facto at an end. You know, Miguel Maduro, who's a widely respected lawyer, was chair of the governance committee. He was fired, allegedly for exercising FIFA statutes and blocking the Russian Prime Minister Vitaly Mutko from taking a position on FIFA's executive committee. So the sport is an archaic structure. one nation, one vote, that's not democracy. One person, one vote is democracy. But a system which affords Guam the same say as Germany, despite the fact that they're a fraction of the size, is not democratic. It's an archaic system that's been, rotted from the inside by a flood of money. So only with vast structural reform and independent oversight of FIFA and the confederations and even football associations beneath them, that's the only thing that is going to change this long term. If there's no structural change, who knows, we'll be back having this a version of this call in a few years or a decade's time, wondering where it all went wrong for Infantino's successor.
Gavin Cooney, sports correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you very much for that.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.